This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story at this noon hour, hearing from the family of a six-year-old girl who died after being hit by a pickup truck in the parking lot of a Colorado Springs apartment complex. That child, identified by the El Paso County Coroner's Office as Sylvia Bowen, Sylvia's mother, speaking with reporters recently.
I'm the mother of Sylvia. She passed away today from head trauma in a car accident. And a very important message for people, get your kid a helmet, because she probably would have survived with it on. And slow down. Just slow down. It only takes a minute.
Colorado Springs police say that Bowen was riding her bicycle at the Copper Chase Apartments when she was hit Monday afternoon. That driver was reportedly looking for a parking space. A Colorado Springs business owner and his company will pay roughly $400,000 to resolve allegations that they submitted false claims for physical therapy. Dynamic Therapy and its owner, Ahmed Yassa, were accused of falsely billing federal health programs like Medicare for aquatic therapy that either wasn't necessary or never happened. In 2019, a whistleblower filed a complaint and an investigation was launched. That settlement was announced on Tuesday.
More than 200 fentanyl pills, heroin, and a loaded handgun were seized during a search of a car in a house associated with two suspects arrested by Colorado Springs police. It was following an investigation sparked by complaints about a house in the 1000 block of West Kiowa Street. Following an investigation of the Metro Narcotics Division, Kendrick Chapman and Hunter Roberts were arrested on various charges. More information, meanwhile, is being released about the investigation into a fentanyl overdose in Colorado Springs last year. According to recent reports, detective used a cell phone owned by 19-year-old Caden Norlander after his death to arrange a fentanyl purchase with his alleged dealer, Nathan Korsner. Corser said he was unaware that Norlander had died and sold five pills to the undercover officers. Corser pleaded guilty to distributing a fatal dose of fentanyl last week and faces a 20-year prison sentence.
The hot temperatures are a major concern for parents and schools this week as kids trying to stay cool while in the classroom. Some schools around Colorado Springs say that they're keeping a close eye on the thermostats but are prepared. Academy District 20 says a 2016 ballot measure helped the district upgrade its AC systems, making sure that there was plenty of cool air for students and staff members. We've reached out to area school districts to see if they will be keeping kids inside for recess or changing schedules for after-school sports. We're still waiting to hear back. More than 30 schools in the Denver area set to shift their schedules this week to keep kids out of hot classrooms. Three will close entirely. And with this stretch of hot days we're seeing, you want to stay comfortable, but you also don't want that sticker shock when you get your energy bill next month. KRDO's Jessica Grunling with more on how to save your energy bills and keep that bill as low as possible.
Xcel Energy is encouraging customers to take steps to save energy and, of course, save on those bills. So here's what they are telling people they can do. You can close your blinds and curtains to regulate the temperature inside your home. Make sure the doors to the outside are fully closed. Use ceiling fans to help cool down a room. They use less energy than your AC. Have your AC coils cleaned. That improves efficiency and also helps save energy. And upgrade your thermostat. Using a programmable thermostat could save you $180 a year.
That's KRDO News Radio's Jessica Grunling.
Sunny and hot here the next couple of days. High temperature-wise this afternoon, 94 degrees. The record high for Colorado Springs is 92. Record high for Pueblo is 100, and we're forecasting 98 for this afternoon. We'll see clear skies as we head overnight into Thursday morning with morning lows in the upper 50s and low 60s. Once again, hot Thursday afternoon, up to 95 in the Springs, 98 Pueblo. But cooler temperatures on the way for the weekend. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.